Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams, they help make people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates.
Adam Schefter doing a little talk to text there, as we saw on the YouTube stream. You got to cover your mouth like the coaches do, though. You know, you got all these lip readers out there. Yeah, exactly. You need to put the paper up in front of you as you're sending those talk to texts. Texts?
Got a Cheesecake Factory menu, available. That's about the size you need, Schefty.
Yeah, you just put your phone up.
Exactly. Adam, we, of course, are paying very close attention to the defensive coordinator situation. Yep. As, you know, Jeff Hafley goes down to Miami, where, again, we really like Jeff Hafley here, but we knew that the success he had, he was going to be not long for this world. So we have the three people who the Green Bay Packers have officially announced they are interviewing. Have you heard any more? Are there other names out there who might be in line for the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator?
Well, I know Jonathan. Yeah, who are the other two?
Christian Parker, and the other one is Durante Jones, the passing game coordinator, defensive backs coach for the Vikings.
Right. I knew about Christian Parker. I knew about Jonathan Gannon, and Durante Jones has been on the circuit here interviewing for all these DC jobs. So I'm not surprised. I've not heard any other names. Doesn't mean there aren't any more involved in there. Don't know how that will work. Have to check. Those are three good names, though. And three guys that I think all can step in and do a good job. Jeff Hafley did a great job, and it did feel like he was going to get one of these in Miami. I identified him and really wanted him. And so he's gone, and now it's up to the Packers to go replace him.
Adam, if Flores doesn't get a head coaching job, will he be back in Minnesota?
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like that's the most likely scenario. Look, these things are fluid and they change constantly. But if you're asking me today, what happens if Brian Flores doesn't get a head coaching job? I would say, I think he's likely to be back in Minnesota.
I mean, but the Packers got to try, right? Like, at least try to get an interview, see what the price is. Maybe price is right at $1 more.
His contract is up.
Yes,
like
exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's because he's a free agent. You know, so just try to overpay for him.
By the way, it's in their interest to get in. Nothing else, not that it matters against the cat. You drive up the price on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Whatever.
Adam, can you give me a resume, or maybe more than a resume? How is Jonathan Gannon viewed league-wide? Because obviously you look at the record and go, yikes. But guys who have had bad records as head coaches or as coordinators have gone on to be successful head coaches. So why would Gannon be a good candidate for the defensive coordinator gig?
His record as a head coach in Arizona means nothing to me in terms of his job as what it would be as the Packers defensive coordinator. Let's go back and look at what he did as the Eagles defensive coordinator when they got to the Super Bowl, which is the work they did that got him the head coach job. Now, again, he went to Arizona, and there are other people that have struggled in Arizona. He's not the first head coach ever to struggle in that particular spot. But if I had a team and I had a head coach vacancy, Jonathan Gannon would be near top of my list as guys that I would want to run my defense. That guy knows how to do that. And he's the kind of guy you want to be around. And by the way, like, I'm surprised the Cardinals didn't even keep him. I know that they lost 9 straight in the end. That did him in. But shortly before the end of the season, Michael Bilbao was telling him and others that he was going to be back. And then he changed his mind. So to me, if I could get Jonathan Gannon as my defensive coordinator, I'd be very happy with that.
Adam, have you learned anything more about LaFleur's contract? Is it 3, 4, 5 years? Money? Go ahead, Adam.
No, we'll just finish up.
Well, did they put like demands on him? Like, we're going to bring it back, but you know, we'd like some changes in your staff. Was there anything like that, or any demands put on him as well?
I haven't heard that. I don't know the years, other than it's multi years. I've heard dollar figures involved. I've heard, you know, through secondhand, and the dollar figures are significant enough that it tells me that they're not just bringing him back as a lame duck guy, a conciliatory deal. Like, let's try to patch this up. Like, it's a real deal, a real deal.
Adam, you don't think he'll be on the hot seat next year? Or how hot will his seat be if it is? Is it warm?
I think in this league, I think most everybody is on the hot seat every year, if I'm going to be perfect. Like, who can you say for sure is immune from the hot seat?
Like Andy Reid.
Sean McVay. But by the way, Jen, I would disagree with that. Like, if the Chiefs miss the playoffs again next year, and they went 6-11, there would be people saying it's time to turn it over here. So
yeah, look at Tomlin.
Yeah, exactly. Look at John Harbaugh. Like, look at Sean McDermott. When you go through a year like this, I can't think of almost anybody that's in my mind. Sean McVay is one of the rare exceptions. I would say he's the only one. I would say to you, nothing's going to happen with him. Nothing. I can't imagine Ben Johnson. There's a scenario where Ben Johnson could go 3-14 next year and lose his job. Not going to happen. I don't, you know, short of something nefarious and wild and, you know, Woody Hayes-like on the sideline, like that you don't see coming. But there are a handful of coaches in the league that say that they're not getting fired next year. Mike Vrabel. Anybody else? Anything's possible in this league. Anything.
Well, to that point, Adam, how crazy has this been? Because I feel like this is something we've talked with you about just about every week. Heading it, well, what's the coaching carousel going to look like? You know, 4 or 5 teams. We're at 10 teams right now after what the Bills did earlier this week. How crazy has this been in terms of past, you know, coaching cycles that you can think of? Because I didn't see 10 coming.
Well, I'll say this. I know on the last day of the season, I had 4 certainties. You know, we had the Jets, we had the Titans, and we had the Giants. And we knew we were going to get the Raiders and Browns. And then there were, like, a whole bunch that you could see going either way. And they all went one way, and we had 10. Now, we have had 10 before. It's happened 4 other times, most recently 2022. But think about this. 10 and 22. 10 and 20. 25, 26, whatever year you call this. 8 last year. So the average is about 7. So 7, 8, 10, those are the numbers you're taught. It doesn't matter. Like, team's job is to sell hope to the fans. That's their job. And with the money that these franchises are worth, and with owners being able to sell 8, 9, 10% of their franchise for $800-900 million, does it matter if you fire your whole coaching staff and have to eat 30, 40, 50 million, does it matter? It doesn't. Mm-hmm. So anybody can get fired at any point. It's not a big deal. There's more money coming into the sport than ever. We live in a society that wants results as soon as possible. We don't want to wait. The world is less patient than ever before. It's an ADD world. Mm-hmm. And I think the coaching cycle plays right into that, where if you don't win consistently, you could be on the hot seat any year, whether you're Matt LaFleur or just about any coach. I don't care that you got an extension. You could be fired the next year if your team is terrible.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Let's pivot here for a moment to the comments made by Robert Kraft yesterday on the Sports Hub. Josh, you got those for us?
We'll go to 18-2, you know, and eliminate one of the preseason games. And every team every year will play one game overseas. And part of the reason is so we can continue to grow the cap and keep our labor happy because we're sort of getting near the top here, you know, with the coverage. What, 93 of the top 100 programs on television are NFL games.
Right.
Think about that. It's-
okay, we're going to cut it there because otherwise I was about to fall asleep. But the information there by Robert Kraft is interesting. Is this just a matter of time? Is Robert Kraft saying the quiet part out loud or these conversations that have been had so we feel like, you know, it's just a matter of time before the 18-game regular season is a reality?
Well, yeah, I think I've always said it's going to be inevitable. And again, here's what I would say. Again, we're going to come back to money. We're going to come back to money over and over again, as always. And Chewy, if I had said to you, as a player, like the idea of 18 games seems so over the top and so excessive and so unfair in my mind physically to the players and coaches, by the way, with the work that the coaches do for each game. But let's put it this way. Chewy, if I said to you, what do you like better? What do you like better? $100, 17 regular season games, 3 preseason games, and 1 bye week. Okay? 17, 3 preseason, 1 bye week, or 18 regular season, 2 preseason, 2 bye weeks, 2 bye weeks, and more money. 120. What do you like better?
Well, the preseason doesn't matter because most starters don't play. Okay. So take that okay. out of the equation. Adam, I think it's just so much different in today's NFL because if I want to take a game off, I'm taking a game off. You couldn't do that back in my day. If you want to take a game off in your Justin Jefferson or you're taking a game off. So in the end, of course, you want the 18th game because you can, oh, my hamstring, you know, Caddyshack, ooh, my arm. It's, I don't know. I just think, Adam, are they going to ask for anything in return for this? Aside from just the money, because these players are stupid, and that's been my experience with guys in the league. They should be asking for lifetime insurance. Okay. MLB has it. MLB has it. NFL has it. I mean, the NFL likes to play their con job now on how they offer this pseudo insurance to its players. But if they were smart, they would say, all right, we will do that. You pay for my insurance for the rest of my life. And I'd like to see what they said.
By the way, it's a negotiation, and yeah. they should be doing. They should be asking for things that they don't have and that they want because it's damn important to the NFL and the owners mm-hmm. to get to 18 games. So what is important to the players? That's up to the union to figure out, not me
yeah,
or you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like your suggestion, but that's their world and their decision.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would think that they'd have leverage because the owners are going to be hell-bent on getting to 18-2-2.
Yeah.
So – What's it cost to get there?
Well, it just brings me back to when Aaron Rodgers was very adamant that the players were sort of undervaluing their position. What was that, mm-hmm. like the last time yep. there was some sort of negotiation here, maybe like 5 years ago, because they were like lessening the weed testing and like random stuff. And Rodgers was like, guys, think about your long-term health care. Think yeah. about what Chewy is saying, the mm-hmm. lifelong insurance. These are things that we could leverage against that. And I think that's when they were going to 17 games. Mm-hmm. I don't think Rodgers is going to be as vocal now. He's sort of, you know, out of that cycle. But I do think that there need to be players who are reminding the guys, think big picture. You know, don't think small potatoes, to your point in the analogy, 120 versus $100.
Problem is they got to get leadership.
They got to get leadership installed
first before they start having any yeah. of these conversations because the PA is a mess.
And Adam, I'm as much to blame because when I played, you live in the moment. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't think of 20 years down the road. You know, you just don't. You're like, well, what do I get in my pocket right now? Or, what are my benefits right now? And I think, you know, some of these veteran guys and the stars of the league should just better educate some of these guys. Because the thing is, Adam, the punter's vote counts the same as Patrick Mahomes' vote.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So, I think they should definitely push to get something big like that, because it, like Jen said, they seems like they kind of have more of a barrel.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and a lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more, smart18.org, and start building your future today. Adam, the Packers also released yesterday Trayvon Diggs. I think it was kind of an expected move since there wasn't a cap hit, $15 million freed up. Is there any chance that they bring him back on a smaller deal because that's such a thin position for them?
Well, that's, but he's a free agent, you know, so yeah, they could do that. They got to look if he liked it and they like him. Yeah, that's always possible. I mean, that's not an issue. They did it because they didn't want to carry the old contract, which was no surprise.
Did we lose Adam, or did he just, you're still there? Oh, good.
You hear me?
I was just thinking as we continue having the conversation about the 18 games, there was a carousel on, I think it was Instagram, not all that long ago, and you just kept swiping and swiping and swiping through all of the knee and Achilles injuries that have happened in the league this year. I mean, there must have been 20, at least 20, you know, of big time players who have had these devastating, you know, long recovery injuries. And I can't help but wonder if that becomes a part of the PowerPoint, if you will, as they continue to talk about adding an 18th game. Yes, eliminating that preseason game, but man, these guys are like the walking wounded at the end of the season. And then to go on and make a playoff push at them, it just, I don't know. I think we might have reached our breaking point.
Well, I thought 17 was a lot. 18 is even more. And that's why I'm saying, like, and to echo Chewy, when I'm saying, you want 18, you got to get certain extractions. So get some things back. So we'll see.
Adam, you know, Chef, go ahead, Chewy.
You know what's crazy real quick is Indiana played 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
16,
yeah,
college kid. I know they're getting paid now. Not everyone's getting paid, but holy smokes, when's that going to end?
They're only going to add to it, Chew. So the answer is, much like the NFL, it's not. It's not going to end.
And if you really want to know my level of depression the other day, Adam, next year's national championship game is on January 25th.
Ooh.
So it just keeps going.
That's funny you say that. And where is it next year, Jen?
Vegas, Las Vegas.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
you said so much there, Adam. You said so much.
January 25th, at the draft this year is April 23rd to the 20th. I'm so happy. I am so happy that April 25th is the last day. Like, sometimes the draft will go like May 9th, you know, like they've done that some years, first, second week in May. All that means just more work and less downtime. And there's enough work and not enough downtime. So get sooner rather than later, please, because it overruns you. It's great. I'm blessed. I love my job, but it's just like, damn, can I get a little bit of my life back at some point in time?
Adam, we love having you on the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. And keep us posted if there are any developments in the Packers defensive coordinator search.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you for having me.
He's Adam Schefter, every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And he's brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to book your total experience today.